ओम शांति। आर यू रेडी? विद योर हेडफोन्स एंड सो ऑन। इन गोल्डन एज यू विल नॉट हैव दिस प्रॉब्लम, बट हियर इन कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज यस, वेरियस लैंग्वेजेस, सो ट्रांसलेशन इज नीडेड एंड आई विल बी स्पीकिंग इन इंग्लिश। The topic for today is life without fear. So when brother was approaching me for a topic, no, he did give me the book message. No? The book message from Sashi Ben, isn't it? Normally, it is a memorial of the seniors, means I know Chandramani Daddy left the body, isn't it? So the book message will be related to her. But this time the book message didn't touch about that at all. Baba touched on current issues. So what are the current issues? You know about it, isn't it? Huh? You know about it. So that's why I selected this topic on the basis of that book message. So I hope in the next 1 hour we'll revise the book message also. At the same time, we try to go back to the basics, no? Back to the basics of our studies, understanding some basic fundamentals and how to go about transforming ourselves. Because as you know, fear is also one of the vices, isn't it? We are not supposed to have. No? Among the Indian mythologies, no? There is also a goddess for fearlessness. Can anybody name her name? We have for coolness, we have for contentment. We also have one for fearlessness, no? Not really. Somebody say Kali, isn't it? Mahakala. Kali, huh? Mahakali, sometimes they call it. Very popular in the Bengali states, no? Western Bengal, Calcutta, no? And normally they show the deities in a very fearsome form. Can anybody describe how she looks like? Those from the Indian background would be able to describe, no? They normally show a long tongue coming out and wearing a garland of skulls, human heads, no? And dancing on a, or stepping on a demon. Okay, so that is also one of our memorials. You are supposed to be goddess of fearlessness. And that is a need of the time, in fact, isn't it? So let's see, no, what we can learn today. Basically, we will spend some time understanding fear and the type of thoughts, because fear is related to thoughts anyway, no? And how to process our thoughts so that we are able to change our thoughts from having fearful thoughts to what is opposite of that? We say courage sometimes, we say fearlessness sometimes, no? Or bravery, no? And the attainments and the effect of good thoughts and to be free from fear, no? Okay, let's go through some of the things from the book message. Various sins Baba showed. The first sin is about a lot of noise, what's happening in the world actually, and a sin of fear, worry, and confusions or what is happening now. So this is what Shashiben saw in her vision when she took the book. Okay. And there's a second scene, which later was shown. Beautiful building, powerful light was shining out and emanating very lovely vibrations. So two contrasts here. No? One is what is really happening outside, and the other one which Baba showed is actually what we are supposed to be doing. And when Baba comes, he acknowledges that there is fear, there is disheartenment, there is worry, and in the current state of confusion where the world is in. I think the whole world is now talking about fear now. Fear is what's going to happen because they haven't found the vaccine yet for the virus. No? Okay. Then Baba emerged the scene of the children engaged in spiritual endeavor, basically referring to us, self-endeavor, Baba used the word, and busy in service, of course, with a lot of experience which we are gaining through that, but sometimes others mean outside people whom we come into contact, create thoughts of fear and worry. And Baba said this is the middle stage, no? Which the Brahmins are in actually. On one part, what the Lockheed people are involved in, and we who are making spiritual endeavor, at the same time doing Baba's seva, but at the same time, we also get influenced by outside people. No? Then Baba emerged the third scene. Powerful light emerging and spreading all around. Basically, here is Baba is talking about yoga power, no? Which we are supposed to be having. Stage, no? Stage is necessary. And then Baba said, the current situation is also helping us, because that's what Baba will say. Because he will always say that there is benefit in the drama, isn't it? Whatever it is good. And that's what he will say. Because he is an embodiment of positivity anyway. You cannot expect anything negative to come out from him. So he said that situation helping to move ahead. So this current situation is also helping us to move ahead. Okay. So according to time, Baba's advice to us is to be introverted and emerge power of the inner stage. So basically Baba is trying to say that pay attention to your inner self. So as the situation becomes bad outside, he is trying to say that you accordingly should be paying attention to increase your own inner powers. So this is what the book message says. So in essence he said, pay attention to tapasya. Tapasya means whatever spiritual endeavor you take up, do it with deep determinations until you achieve it. Because tapasya is a word which is used for not only for people like us, no, who are making spiritual endeavor, but even demons, according to the stories, no, scripture stories, no, they also made spiritual endeavor, and sometimes they get boons. Boons mean it's a gift from God. God will emerge and give a boon. But only thing is that they misuse the boon. And so a blessing become a curse for them. That's how the scripture stories goes, no? Because in many cases, even Ravan, no? According to the story of Ramayana, he did spiritual endeavor to get powers. No? And God emerged and gave the power, no? But he misused it like that. So whatever you do with deep intensity, with deep feelings of determinations, that is tapasya. So Baba is trying to say that you have to intensify your own spiritual endeavor. And he said that you must be an embodiment of experience also. Experience means everything, no? Even if you apply for a job, no? They will ask you for minimum 3 years experience or 5 years experience. They don't straight away go for your qualifications. Qualifications is just a basic, isn't it? So likewise in spiritual life also, experience is very, very essential, because experience will give you the authority to speak from your own life, whatever you have gone through, you see. So that carries a lot of weight. So as Brahmins, we should also go into the depth of a lot of experiences, which we will talk about later. No? And of course, only practice will make it perfect. And he emphasized on practice. Very seldom he uses the word practice. He always say make effort. No? Can you see or not? So, but definitely, practice is the way to perfect ourselves. No? Then he said that you must spend some time for spiritual drill. Whether in locket or allocate, whatever time you get, you definitely have to allocate time for spiritual drills. No? And we know the five form drills anyway. No? And he also said that we are very, very fortunate. Why? We are under the canopy of Baba's protections. That means it's just like a CCTV, no? Wherever we are, Brahmins, no? We are under his canopy of protection. But only thing is that we have to make sure that we are really under the canopy of protections. No? He says, as Brahmins, don't worry, no? You are my direct children and I am there for you at your disposal. Then he also said, no? Don't think too much about what's happening outside. Because it can pull you, no? It can, one thought leads to another, second thought, third thoughts like that. So it can drag you into it, and it takes quite a bit of time to come out of it. No? Can you see not? So he said that should not have thoughts about the situation. And he wrapped it up by saying that don't worry, no? Don't worry, and be light. And I believe that no situation really comes to stay, isn't it? All situation comes and go. Many situations came and goes. No? So likewise, whatever is happening or so, it will come, it will go. The only success story which we should have is, we should not fluctuate. And this is what Baba wants us to be paying attention to. External situations should not make us fluctuate. So these are basically some of the essence of what Baba said in the book message. So the topic today is also relevant to that. So coming to fear, many people have many types of fear. Some have fear of heights. Some have fear of cockroaches. Rogers, no? Cockroaches, no? They can't see. Never see me, they'll jump. Some have fear of water. Anybody fears water here? There are people, no? And there are reasons for that also, no? So the brother put up the hand, no? So there are reasons for that. Perhaps in the past, no? Something to do with water, no? So definitely, there is some fear. Fear of death is one of them. A major one outside. That's why people are worried. What is going to happen to me, isn't it? But what does knowledge say? Let alone dying, no? The soul never becomes old, isn't it? This week's Murali, no? Huh? The only thing, the intellect becomes stone sometimes, isn't it? So that is our knowledge, isn't it? Soul never dies. But in our world outside, there's a lot of fear for death, no? Is it true? It is, no? And some people have fear of public speaking also. Standing in front and talking, no? When you leave them alone, they can speak. When you tell them to speak in front of a crowd, they find their legs started to tremble. So there's a lot of fear also, no? Huh? Okay? And of course, this is the current fear. No? Huh? Is it true? So this is what the world is going through. So there are various types of fear, no? Some people don't fear the last one, but they have fear for height sometimes. If you are working in a construction industry and you have to climb up, they find it very difficult. And if you're in the Navy, if you're scared of water, it's very, very difficult to come back. Okay. Now, when we talk about all these things, no, we just can't run away from the thinking which we go through. No? Because that's what makes or breaks the day, isn't it? So obviously we have to go back to thoughts. No? Now thoughts, including fear, are generated on the basis of beliefs. It may be cultural, it may be religious, wherever you grew up, it do shapes you. It do shapes your thoughts, no? Your belief systems. No? Religion plays a vital part, and culture plays a vital part also, the way I think. This is why cultural difference also, there is a behavioral difference also. Follow, huh? In this verse itself, we are carrying a huge data bank, no? Of experiences, no? And that also shapes our thoughts, including fear, no? Can you see not? If you are bitten by a dog when you are young, it is an experience. When you see a dog, even now, there is fear. So, experience. If you grew up in a situation where you have been ill-treated maybe, no? Or you have grew up with hatreds for somebody, it may be father, it can be mother, no? Even now, it colors your thinking, no? As you grow older, no? Can you see, not? So your thought patterns is being shaped by past experiences, including education also. And where we grew up, no? And on the basis of our belief system and the past and present experiences, the way we look at things, on the basis of these things, no? The way we perceive things, the way I come to a conclusion, the kind of attitude I take towards male or female or different ethnic groups maybe, you know, the thoughts I generate is also being colored already, shaped already. Can you see, you know? If you ask Baba, he will say all this, you can lump it up as body consciousness. That's what Baba will say. But there's a lot of facet to that, no? For us to understand and recognize and to relate to that. No? So this is what it's all about, no? Your past, your present, your belief, your attitude and perceptions. No? Now sources of thoughts, we know about it because this is our first lesson, isn't it? Huh? Thoughts are generated in the mind. No? Mind generates thoughts. There are categories of thoughts. We'll come to that. No? But it creates innumerable thoughts. And there are thoughts of fear also included in that. There are good thoughts. There are not so good thoughts also. But definitely, as a living being, as one of the functions of the soul, which never dies anyway, no? Is to think. Now, the only thing is that after coming to knowledge, we are interested in what we are thinking about. We are interested to know what we are thinking about. No? And that also Baba have given guidelines. No? In the Murali, no? Baba gave the example of buffaloes, isn't it? If you think you are a buffalo, you definitely cannot come out of the window. This is a Murali point. I am what I think. The question is that what I am thinking about myself, and that I need some guidance. Which of course Baba is teaching us also, no? What to think of yourself, no? Can you see, no? But definitely, you are a total lump of your own thoughts, no? Can you see, no? You are your own thoughts, no? It can be whatever it is, no? But that makes up you, no? Okay? Now, your quality of thoughts definitely determines the quality of your life. Which means to say that before your life changes, your thoughts have to change first. As to change from what thought to what thoughts, these are beautiful teachings which we are in. And Baba has given us clear guideline, no? What kind of thoughts we should be having also. So we come to that later, no? But just understand that the quality of thought determines the quality of life. Not money, no? You take China, for example, no? They are very rich now, no? Everything is made in China, isn't it, nowadays? Even virus is made in China, no? It's like that, isn't it? But then, the system there, no, didn't help them to have an ideal character which Baba is teaching us, no. So sometimes they have a lot of money, do not know how to spend. And sometimes there is a lot of fightings. And many airlines have problems with Chinese passengers because of behaviors, no? Can you see or not? So richness or wealth is entirely a different thing, no? But your quality of thoughts determine the quality of life. That means this is why we pay a lot of attention to even our children, no? That they are educated well. And we are also in education, we are studying now actually. Because the education should be able to shape my thinking. Shape my thinking. And if my thoughts are changed, then I would say that I have changed, you see. Not because I'm wearing whites, I've already changed, you know. Can you see or not? So, the quality of thoughts is very, very essential. But then again, no? A man with fewer thoughts is relatively a calmer and peaceful person. Now this is where Baba's teachings of purity comes in. You see, we have various ways to clean our body, you know, including detoxifications. Sometimes people wanted to clean up their systems and so on. No? But there's nothing for the soul. No? And Baba is looking into the welfare of the soul. He's not very much interested in the body. No? He being a supreme soul, he is very much interested in you as a soul only. Not how handsome or how beautiful you are. And if we ask Baba about, even Brahma Baba asked Baba about his cough, isn't it? And this is a Murali point, no? What did Baba say? No way. You take care of your kami accounts. I have come here to purify the world. That is my work. Your work is to serve, you work on your own kami accounts. Like that, isn't it? So Baba, as a purifier, no? He has come to purify the soul. And as the soul becomes purer, purer and purer, no? Your thoughts become lesser and lesser. And quality thoughts, of course. No? And then you become peaceful, calm. So this is the rationale behind why Baba emphasized a lot on purity. Okay, the mind, which is a thinking faculty, no? The mind assumes the form of anything it contemplates. Which means to say that when you think, no? You give it a form. You give it a form. You visualize, no? You create a form, no? When you think of an object, your mind shapes itself into the form of that object. When you change your thought, your mind also changes its shapes. Now, there is a lot of fear outside. No? So, when you think about fear outside, when you think, what are you thinking about? You think of people who are worried, who are disheartened, who are in tensions, who panics. You can create such pictures, isn't it? Because you are thinking about fear now, isn't it? So you give a form, isn't it? Can you see or not? But you must also understand, we'll come to that later, whatever you think, that's what your point just says just now, no? You become that, no? You become that, isn't it? So, I have to be very cautious about what I'm thinking now. But this is how the mind works, no? Many modifications continually arise in the mind. Your thought repeatedly changes. So then, one form, you might change the color. You might see from a different angle. As for the fear outside, you may see one ethnic group, one part of the world, and perhaps in another part of the world. This is how the mind gets trapped. And it keeps on creating more thoughts. It's just like when you listen to your favorite song in the morning, how many times you play it in your mind? Until sometimes you become tired, isn't it? Because you play it again and again, no? Again and again, again and again. So that's what happens. So the mind will keep on playing with that, but it gives different forms and so on. And it rapidly changes, no? Every moment mind is continually creating hundreds of these thought forms, and continually dispersing them again. It never holds on steadily to one thought form for some time. This is the situation of the world outside. No? Whereas here Baba is teaching us to create one thought and sustain the thoughts and go through an experience out of that, isn't it? It can be peace, it can be love, it can be happiness. Those are the innate qualities of the soul. And Baba used to say that you create thoughts along that line and sustain that thoughts. And as you sustain the thoughts, you will go through an experience. But in the body conscious world outside, a lot of thoughts are created. And mind, your thoughts are energy. You know? So you drain a lot of mental energy if your thoughts are not good. And this is why we have to now look into even the quality of thoughts which we are generating. Now the present situations of the world outside. No? The quality and the quantity and speed generated in the mind ultimately depends on our personality and awareness. Personality is more or less like character. Awareness is like a consciousness. We'll come to that later in details. But the character of the people and the awareness of the peoples in the body conscious world is not at its best. Can you see now? So the quality and quantity and speed, accordingly, you know, negative thoughts are much more faster. The speed is faster than positive thoughts, which are much more slower. No? Can you see or not? So, but this is the situation world outside. The speed is increasing. And this is why in the advertisement world also, they keep changing the scenes very fast. Otherwise, your concentration will be drifting away. And when you watch movies, nowadays they like thriller movies, isn't it? Action-packed movies. It keeps you on the toe always, isn't it? Then there's a tension to watch it, isn't it? The scenes keeps on changing. That means your thoughts are also running fast. So this is how the outside world capitalizes on the weaknesses which the world is going through. No? Under the influence of vices, our acquired personality is 80% or 85% negative. Hence, about 80% of our thought is either impure, negative, or wasteful. Quality of thoughts determine quality of life. This is a basic phrase you have to remember. Quality of thoughts determines the quality of life. No? But as it is now, 80% is not good thoughts. So if that's the case, you can expect fear is one of them. You can expect this is how you will be, because your thoughts are such. Can you see or not? And this is where Baba is trying to reverse it. Baba has given us an aim and objective, isn't it? What is the aim and objective? To become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Can you see or not? And Baba also have given us the understanding of their personalities. The kind of thoughts they will have. And Baba has set a benchmark for us. Now look, this is how you used to be in the Iron Age. Now I fished you out from the Iron Age and make you be in the Confluence Age. You can't compare yourself with the outside world. You are definitely different. You are preparing yourself to go to heaven. So your standards are different now. And we have to understand that for sure, the standards are different now. And those standards are called Srimad now. And we have to believe in that. No? And that will help us to change. No? At present, the number of thought generated in human minds per day is roughly, as you know about it, this is not something new for you. No? It's about 40,000 or perhaps more. And it's increasing actually. And just imagine, thoughts are energy, you know. If your thoughts are positive, you'll be fresh. If your thoughts are negative, you just become mentally tired. You may be in an aircon room, you know. You can be living a comfortable life, but you look tired. Because so much of drainage of mental energy, you know. And a man with fewer thoughts is relatively a calmer and peaceful person. As I said just now, it is linked with the health of the soul. And when we talk about the health of the soul, you definitely cannot move away from the foundation of our Brahmin life, which is purity. Now, this is not anything new for you, but I think I should also emphasize this so that for those new ones especially, they also have to know this. Each thoughts you generate, you have to be able to recognize whether it is a wasteful thoughts. A typical example is like just not constructive at all, no? Daydreaming without action, thinking about winning lottery but didn't buy lottery tickets, all those nonsense. Those are wasteful thoughts for Brahmins. This should be deleted away from our system. Because Baba used to say that you have to value your thoughts now. So ideally, recognize it and don't dwell over it. The moment it comes, when it comes in the mind, isn't it? So activate your faculty of intellect now. Intellect is a watchdog, no? Intellect is the one who is going to look into the welfare of the mind now. If it is a waste thought, the intellect should have sufficient wisdom on the basis of the Muralis which we have been listening from Baba, no? To say that, hey look, this is wasteful thoughts. And you should be sensible enough to divert the thoughts away to something positive. We'll come to that. Necessary thoughts. Definitely there are necessary thoughts, like, what do you want to cook today, if you're at home, no? It's necessary, you know, you have to plan, isn't it? Planning for the day, proper planning and execution ensure higher output of productivity. You need to have such thoughts. So it's necessary, you know. And negative thoughts, this is where fear is, harmful to the self and others. Okay, all form of criticism, blaming, suspicion, jealousy, envy, fear, and sometimes ultimately all these things leads to anger also. You envy, your intellect is pulled. You don't get, you become angry like that. One leads to another, no? So, be careful of negative thoughts. And fear is included in this, no? Now, ideally, a healthy person, a healthy mind, no? These are the kind of thoughts we should have, no? Positive thoughts. Baba's word is good wishes and pure feelings, no? Good wishes and pure feelings, no? It's a protection actually, no? Brings benefit for yourself and others. This is positive thoughts, no? Constructive thoughts, no? The golden age is created on the basis of thoughts, sometimes said. The world of thoughts is much more real than the physical world itself. Can you see or not? So as Brahmins, we have learned to value thoughts. Now if fear is a negative thought, obviously Brahmins should not have fear. Brahmins should not have fear. Okay? For example, thoughts are focused on the positive and value-based. Now, Baba has given us so many points, no? And Baba has given us so many virtues also. And Baba says 16 Celsius degrees complete, doubly non-violent, embodiment of all the virtues, no? Can you see or not? So ideally, my thoughts should be along this line. So think about the values, no? Baba call it divine values, no? Divine virtues, isn't it? Think about the qualities which the deities had. And think about the powers. So Baba is trying to say that instead of thinking of unnecessary things, which is 80% of the world is involved, you should now be thinking in a different way. Now as to how to shift, we'll come to that next. Thoughts which are created based on needs, which result in a feeling of peace and happiness. Because you know that the innate qualities of the soul, and Baba used to say that the religion of the soul is peace, isn't it? Is one of the innate qualities of the soul. And there are seven qualities anyway, you know. Now, it is basically means that you are programmed with those things. But somewhere along the line, when we hit the copper age, there is a shift in consciousness and we have lost our true religions. We become subservient to vices. And how the vices came about? Because we started to believe in ourselves that we are bodies. No? Bodies, there are sense organs. No? And satisfying sense organs activates the vices to come in. That's how it happened. Now, I put all together. What is positivity? Your thinking should be positive. This is a standard Baba I have set for you. All your thoughts definitely have to be positive. And he says that if sinful thoughts, mean it is also bad karma. No? So he's very firm with that. No? And your attitude, I remember some time back when Big Daddy was around, because we are staying in the center, she said that, as is your attitude, so the center you create. That's a big sentence, no? So if your attitude is right, the center is okay. If the attitude is not right, the center is not okay, she's trying to say. That is from Dadi Prakash Mani, no? I still remember in the meditation hall when all the teachers had a meeting with her, no? So attitude also must be positive, it looks like. Behavior, definitely. Because this is a time to perform elevated karma, isn't it? Sukarma, isn't it? So you have to see that your behavior is always as per Srimad. No? That's what it means to be positive. It's all about, no? Any actions? Sukarma. Behavior, actions are quite close, no? Your behavior should be also positive, your action should be also positive, which means not causing sorrow. And here is the difficult part. Now, if your thoughts are positive, if your action is, if the thoughts are negative, and if action is positive, Baba used to say that, whatever thoughts comes, even wrong thoughts, don't put into actions. Later he says that, you should not have wrong thoughts also. Standard is, you keep on increasing the standard, isn't it? So if your thoughts are not good, if your action is good, the resultant is still not good for Brahmins. Is it acceptable? If your thoughts are fearful, you behave yourself that you are not fearful. As for Brahmin standard, it is still not acceptable. Difficult, huh? But we have to start somewhere, no? At least we know on the basis of knowledge, no? It takes time to shape our thoughts, isn't it? Now, if your thoughts are positive, good thoughts, but sometimes circumstances doesn't allow you to be good, isn't it? And you perform otherwise. Your thoughts are good, but what to do? Life. Sometimes you have to lie. Sometimes you have to behave otherwise. Sometimes you have to beat the children. Still not good. Meaning, what we must do, if not done, is negative. What you must do, that's your thoughts, no? Thoughts are good, the actions are not good. The resultant is still not good. All these things generate waste thoughts. Okay? And because we are not aligned, there is disturbance in us. You see, it's not easy to be a knowledgeable soul, no? Especially when you have knowledge and you have to behave otherwise. In a different way, you know. We have conscience, isn't it? The conscience bikes. So it creates disturbance also. Can you see or not? Then there will be also, you know, in relationship, in Baba's word is, your thoughts, words and actions should be equal. Can you see or not? So still not an ideal relationship. Now let's come to the positive side, no? If your thoughts are positive and your action is positive, that's good, isn't it? So that is what we should be doing, no? Meaning, what we must do, if done, is positive. Now here's the tricky part, no? If your thoughts are not good, and the action you are going to perform is also not good. Before you perform your actions, no? And you don't do it. Minus and minus become positive now. Can you catch it? If your thoughts are not good, your action is also not going to be good. If you don't perform, it's better still. Don't do it. Sometimes Baba says postpone, isn't it? Postpone your action sometimes. Somebody is angry with you, no? Of course your thoughts is not good. At that point of time you even feel like slapping them. Baba says you walk away, isn't it? Don't stand in front of them, isn't it? Don't say any word. Don't pour more oil, isn't it? So that is also good, isn't it? So it is positive. So this is the way we have to go about managing ourselves, no? Being positive, no? Now this is not anything new for you, but then I thought we should go through it, no? The linkage between your thoughts and ultimately your character. Because your character, you wanted to be like Lakshmi and Narayan, you said, no? So there is a link between what you are thinking about and what ultimately you become. And this is why it's very, very important to pay attention to your thoughts, because as is your thoughts, so is your feeling. As is your feeling, so is your attitude. And as is the attitude, so is your actions. And in the long run, your character formation is with that. So you must know where to work now. You see, we have four subjects, isn't it? The most important subject is... Which is the most important? Out of the four subjects, you have yoga, you have gyan, knowledge, you have inculcation of divine virtues, you have service, no? The most important subject is... What is the most important subject? Baba used to say the most important subject is yoga, no? Because yoga is for transformations. Yoga is for purification of the soul. One of the great titles for Baba is purifier. And you have to take his support to purify, cleanse the soul, no? But even to meditate, you need knowledge, isn't it? So the first thing which we get is knowledge, no? And knowledge gives you the importance of yoga also. So you need knowledge to meditate. But the first subject, the most important priority is yoga practice. Even service, no? The final service is mansa seva, isn't it? Service through the mind. So I cannot run away. I have to practice meditations. Can you see or not? So the most important subject is meditation. And meditation has everything to do with thoughts, no? Can you see or not? So that's why it is very, very important to pay attention to thoughts. I put all together because I don't have much time now. Thoughts is a vital living force, the most vital, subtle and irresistible force that exists in the universe. And thoughts, the cumulative effect of the positive thoughts is going to create heaven. No? The X plus one number of souls is sufficient to create heavens. Such is the power of the thoughts. Every change in thought is accompanied by vibrations. So you cannot hide your thoughts because your face will show. I think last week Sunday Murli, no? Baba spoke of the language. Language of feelings. Language of the eyes, language of mind, you cannot hide. No? Because thoughts are energy, vibrations. People come to centers, they say vibration is nice. I can meditate in the center, but I can meditate at home. Why? Because we spend time meditating. We generate the pure vibrations there. Can you see or not? So, we are very much an open book now. You cannot hide your thoughts. Because your thoughts leads to your feelings and then your face will reveal, no? Can you see that? And then, the thought world is more real, relatively, than this physical universe. No? Okay? This is important for us. I put all together. Okay. The cyclic pattern of negative thinkings. By now, understanding the categories of thoughts, you should know what is unreasonable thoughts. You should know negative thoughts. You should know what is irrational thoughts. See, these are the things which have to happen within us, no? Externally cannot be seen, no? So, you're thinking. Because ideally we should have been positive thoughts, isn't it? Good wishes and pure feelings. So we have to analyze ourselves. This can only happen in introversions. What kind of thoughts am I generating? And as is your thoughts, so is your feelings anyway. So if the thoughts are, you see, one of the negative thoughts is fear. Obviously there will be panic. Obviously the feelings of fear will come in practice. obviously you'll be worrying on the basis of your own thoughts, you see. Why are you worrying? Because of your own thoughts. You change your thoughts, you won't worry. As simple as that. Your behavior will be, as is a thought, so is action, isn't it? So is a character, isn't it? So, logically, it will be not appropriate. And you respond accordingly. When you have angry thoughts, you become an angry person. Fair enough, isn't it? So your performance will be not as per what Baba wanted you to be. So in a way, we can say that we fail. Okay? Now, you have to, you have to look at yourself now. This is why we have come to Raja Yoga Studies. You have to look at yourself. How many times Murali Baba used to say, ask your heart? Last Sunday, Murali, twice he used to, but do you understand? Do you understand? After saying so much, he asked you, do you understand? So basically, as a student, we have to check ourselves. Can you see now? Know who you are. Perhaps you have to change your awareness. And that's exactly what Baba is trying to do. In the first lesson itself, he said, look, you're not a body, you know. You are a soul. And so, soul consciousness is a rule of the game. Our spiritual progress depends on soul consciousness. Understand that there is a connection between smriti, awareness, consciousness, remembrance, and a srishti, which is a state of mind. So if you want to change the state of mind, if you want to be always having positive thoughts, then apparently it looks like your awareness of the change. So this is why Baba wants us to shift from body consciousness to soul consciousness. If you have body consciousness, you will be thinking like this. If you have soul consciousness, you are very much in touch with your innate qualities. So your thinking can be changed. Makes sense or not? So that's how it works, no? If you want to remain in peace, free from fear and joy, and maintain a pure and loving state of mind, it is essential to remain in the awareness of the original self. What is the awareness of the original self? That I am a soul. Now half the cycle in golden age and silver age, you are naturally soul conscious. From copyage onward, we become body conscious. And now we find it difficult to shake it off. But this is exactly what we are supposed to be doing in the confluence age. You can't do it alone. You have to take the support of God. You are what you think. We already covered, no? When we think about the original self and contemplate over the original qualities, our stage is accordingly affected. So it looks like introspections, self-talking, contemplations is a must. We cannot be a yogi without having introversions, spending time with yourself, without thinking about yourself. See, Brahma Baba spent a sizable number of his early days writing on a wall, I am a soul, Yasudha is a soul. Just to come into that awareness. So, we don't have much time as he has, but then he said now the revised course is taking place. So, it should be easier now, he's trying to say. No? In today's Murali, he said that he has a lot of responsibility, we are free to progress. Okay? Meditation or yoga is based upon this. Ramanas Bhai was highlighting also, no? That in our meditations, it's not that you are trying to blank yourself, no? It's just that we are aware that we are living beings. We are just aware that we do think. But the question is what we are thinking. That's where we should be able to capture. And our meditation is on the basis of that. What are you thinking about? Like that, no? Remember, strength comes through right awareness. And in our layman's language, soul consciousness. No? And through that comes a capacity. With a shift in consciousness, you develop yourself. Your capacity building is here. Fear drains the energy, no? Which is body consciousness. No? Now this picture is very important. With a change in awareness, there is a change in the state of mind. You see, when you are body conscious, the thoughts generated are on body conscious level. Because when you are body conscious, the body have senses, no? The senses create havocs. So you are more subservient to or more prone to the vices. The basic vices which Baba has been talking about, no? Because you are body conscious. And it's fair enough. And Baba says, now you are not a body. So whatever is associated with the body, don't bring it in. You are soul. Can you see or not? So as the thoughts changes on the basis of change in your awareness, your attitude changes. This is the approach Baba is using. No? Your character changes. Your action changes. And even your drishti changes now. Soul conscious drishti. No? So awareness, smriti, no? Plays a vital part. Okay. I won't go through the detail of this because this is our basic 7 days course. But I'll go on. No? Okay. In meditation, one manages one's thought with a right awareness. That's meditation. I am stable, my real nature is peaceful, calm, bliss, like that. No? So, it looks like in meditations, in our practice, no? You have to see that only positive thought should come in. If you sit for half an hour meditations, if you can maintain positive thoughts for half an hour, that is a big achievement. And you built on that. Now, the second stage perhaps, in that positive thoughts, so you narrow it to perhaps one or two thoughts and dwell over it. So contemplation is very, very essential in our spiritual life. You don't think, then other thoughts will come in. See, the mind is like a baby, you know. If you don't give it a proper toy to play, it might take a knife and play. And it can be very dangerous. You start thinking about the past. You start thinking about what sort of animosity you are having with somebody, you know. Clashes, office, whatnot. So before the mind dwells over those things, you come up with some suggestion to yourself. And if you have difficulty in coming up with suggestions, go back to the Murlis. Even in the morning before Amrit Vela, if you read half a page of a Murli or some pure thoughts, no? To generate pure thoughts. So pure knowledge is a reference. No? Can you see that? This is why at this stage, Baba is trying to say that don't go for Manmat. You have been using that all the while. And don't go for Paramat also, whatever others have to say also. You have been using and hearing so much about it. You have only one outlet now, Srimat. And that is the knowledge is going to transform you and make you into Lakshmi and Narayan, which is your aim and objective. So as it is now in the confluence age, what is the need of the time is that only. Srimat only. No? Okay? This is the effect of your negative self-talks. It's already 12 o'clock, no? Brother, how much time I have? Okay, a little bit, 10 minutes, huh? I'll finish it off. So lack of the right awareness. You are ignorant. Because Baba used to say that the body is an illusion, no? Wrong awareness, you are ignorant. Your vision is narrowed. Total identification with the present role and nature. What's happening now, no? We are just seeing that and we have developed fear out of that. And of course there will be confusions, no? and instability and disturbance within us. So the lack of control over our life. There is a lack of control over our life, and there is a lot of complication which comes with that. There will be frustrations, thoughts, words and actions which leads to conflicts. And self-respect is of course at all time low, with the lack of awareness. If you want, you can take the slides. The outcome is, you become weak. Loss of power, loss of control, and defects in the character. It all starts with the awareness, no? With the wrong awareness, which we have been practicing all this while from the corporation, but this is what has been happening, no? Now, with the right awareness, with the right self-talk, of course, everything tend to be in line. Awareness of the true nature of the self, there will be a broader vision. The broader vision, this is what Baba talks about, a broad and unlimited intellect, no? Which happens. Understanding the present role and nature, because you come to know the past, present and future. There is clarity and stability, and there is control over your life. You don't become swayed by what's happening outside. You are very much in control of yourself. Your thoughts, words and actions are in harmony. You are teaching how to be peaceful, and you are just doing it, actually. And you are not influenced by others, as what Baba said in the book message. There is, most importantly, happiness in your life. And calmness, peace in your life, no? And there is a very high self-respect within you. You take charge of yourself, no? And this is the cyclic pattern. So the outcome is that you can achieve your aim and objective, no? Your aim and objective is to become Lakshmi and Narayan. You build up such strength within yourself. You have control over yourself, mastery over yourself, because you are Raja Yogis, no? You have to learn to rule over yourself. If you rule over yourself, you can have a physical kingdom there also. And you become a character-based person. You have virtues within you. And this has a snowballing effect. Just with a change in consciousness or awareness, no? Okay. What happens when you are in an emotional cyclone? Fear. See, Baba said that Brahmins, although they have spiritual endeavor and they do service, but sometimes they get influenced because of your contacts outside, no? Or you read papers, or you see your YouTubes and so on. You get influenced, no? So, if you are really caught up in that, what to do? Okay, the suggestion is, a little wordy here, I just read it. Alright, at present I'm not calm. Acceptance is very, very essential. No? You don't brush it down under the carpet, say I'm okay. No, you have to face reality. Accept it. My thoughts are quite negative, fearful, and I'm emotionally upset. Okay, accept it. No, but I know that everything is interrelated. And a short while ago, I had negative thoughts. That upset me. Okay? Because my expectations were not fulfilled. And because of this, I caused myself to become upset. So, you become upset and you also know the reason why you become upset, disturbed. This is knowledge. You are becoming a wiser person now. Wisdom is developing now. Okay. I caused myself to become upset. I am in a negative state through having had negative thought. That is why I am in this fearful condition. Fair enough. Can you face this reality or not? It is necessary, no? It is necessary to be honest with yourself. And Baba like honest people, no? So as spiritual being, you have to take responsibility towards yourself. That's what this leadership is all about. No? Take control. What I should do now is actually move into a cyclic of positive thoughts, which starts with a right awareness. Only by this method can I return to the positive state. I am peaceful. I radiate silence. Don't let go that you are still a soul. And awareness of the soul, your simriti, is very, very essential. Switch back to soul consciousness. Just now you become body conscious for a while. Now switch back to soul consciousness. This game you should be playing within yourself. No? To wrap up, no? How you see yourself is most important. Don't worry about others. It is your game. The coach is the Supreme Soul. You have to excel. That is the need of the time. The Gita says that the man's greatest enemy is he himself. The man's greatest friend is he himself. It's a lifelong journey, your individual journey. Yes, we are just like birds, no? Birds of the same feather, flocks together. But each bird have to make its own effort to fly, isn't it? So, effort is individual. Okay. What you focus on decides what you will become. Self-explanatory, you know. What you believe is what you will receive or achieve. Baba talks about faith, you know. It's a deep subject. We cannot touch on that. Fearlessness is not given to you. In a body conscious world, definitely there will be fear. You have to claim it. You have to claim it. How to claim that? How to be courageous, to be in a layman's language, no? You have to shift from body consciousness to soul consciousness. Soul never dies. It's a big thing. Soul never gets old, so. It's a big thing, no? Can you see or not? Change your thinking and change your life. And I always believe, as what our teaching is, as long as your thoughts are not changed, you are not changed. So change your thinking, you will change your destiny. No? See life as a lesson to be learned. We are students, no? We can afford to make mistakes. But as a good student, we should be a good learner, a fast learner. Mama made only mistake once, and she learned from that and move on. So we have to take the same spirit in our spiritual life also. In summary, if there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. If there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. If there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. If there is order in the nation, there will be peace and harmony in the world. So as an ancestor soul, you have to take responsibility towards what's happening outside. There is a lot of fear outside. But if I myself is fearful, then I'm not helping. I'm not living up to my title. No? So we have to definitely come out of fear. No? So stop worrying about the virus. Om Shanti. Okay. My time is up.